that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
Quit dragging that hose around and save up to $500 on a new irrigation system from Legacy Lighting and Irrigation. It's a convenient and efficient way to maintain a healthy, beautiful landscape while ensuring your lawn gets the moisture it needs without over or underwatering. Save time, save water, save money. Call Legacy Lighting and Irrigation for a free consultation and save up to $500 during their summer savings event at 314-567-4444. Online at LegacyLightingSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. The first smile after surgery. A girl walking when they said she wouldn't. Parents getting good news. But miracles never come easy. That's why, as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening.
Please support St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center.
Put your money where the miracles are.
It's here! Redexum Turf Products, the world's leading designer and manufacturer of specialized lawn maintenance equipment, has opened their first factory direct store in the area. Check out the full line of Husqvarna lawnmowers, chainsaws, and specialty lawn care equipment, American sports work utility vehicles and fun carts, and Yeti coolers. Redexum Turf Products' new 18,000 square foot showroom is located at I-44 and 141 on the North Outer Road in Valley Park. For more, go to RedexumTurfProducts.com. Redexum Turf Products. Are you ready to play?
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, the best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
Big, good-looking, rugged, strong, macho men.
Wow, McGraw. Wow. Easy, McGraw.
Wow.
Easy, McGraw.
Wow.
Well, good afternoon. I think that was a response. Somebody said, but when you take your trip to Europe, what are you most looking forward to seeing? And I think that was the answer.
Thank you, listener Mark, for that. heads up on that little clip.
Welcome
there.
To the July 30th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, where starting now through the 14th, there's something, I mean, tremendous happening. And then again on the 15th, Saturday, we'll tell you more after this. At the control board, he's the master, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not completely satisfied...
Completely, yes.
With your money, you need to be completely satisfied with who handles it. And if you are not completely satisfied... we would love for you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
He's a bass player with the Johnny Come Lately band. He's a harmonica player. He's a singer. He is a, former car salesman, former assistant manager, Sambo's Restaurant. He does impressions. What a resume.
Oh, man.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. And it's the Southside Johnny Band. And that's hi, right. Everybody.
It is. That's right. It is. I keep forgetting. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He will be at Johnny Landolf on the 15th. You won't meet him because he'll be incognito. He's in security, for goodness sakes. Bernice is in heaven. Yeah, we know. And Red Boy, I'm afraid. Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
What?
Kitty Harrison's going to be the grill master at the big event at Landolf, and she'll have hamburgers and brats. And he wouldn't know if he could get any. One on your hamburger?
Jeez.
Yes, of course. I'm sure you can. I don't know. In case, bring a couple slices just in case.
Yeah. I'm like Rat Boy. I have to have cheese on the hamburger.
And see, I don't.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, my dad can eat a hamburger plain, too.
For some reason, I don't know. You know the perfect hamburger for me? Dill slices, dill pickle, good onion, mustard.
Oh.
That's it. Or homegrown tomatoes, white sweet onion, Miracle Whip. One of those two ways. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Got to be Miracle Whip, too.
It does, not mayonnaise.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Talk about a monopoly on a product. What's the competition for Miracle Whip?
There is none.
Mayonnaise is a different thing.
And it's called salad dressing.
I don't get that.
There was another.
Was there a time that anybody put that on a salad?
Yes.
And they still do. For like, I guess, chicken salad and tuna salad.
Yes.
See, I don't understand why those are called salads. To me, a salad is with lettuce.
Yeah, we need to change that. That's what we call, I agree.
But there was another one, direct competition with Miracle Whip. There's those plain label
brands.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it.
It had a green label. I can't remember.
You're right, but you never hear of it.
Yeah.
I think the Miracle Whip owns it. We're brought to you by Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. Came from there this morning. This morning I bought a Tahoe. A white diamond is the color, and it's like a tan leather. It's spectacular. 22-inch wheels with chrome. 22-inch chrome wheels. It's beautiful. And two things are happening you need to know about. One, from now till they close Friday night, August 14th, which would be 2 weeks from, I guess, tomorrow, you go in and take a test drive. And that's it. You take a test drive. And tell them, please tell them your AM and the PM or mention the show or something. Let them know you're from the show, because only those people will get entered. One test drive. You need to be 18 or over. One test drive per person. And once you take a test drive, your name goes in the hopper for the drawing that takes place probably Saturday the 15th, but we'll announce the winner Monday the 17th of August. And that winner is going to get, we started with a Spark. We've upped it to a 2-year lease prepaid on a brand new Chevy Cruze.
Oh. Yeah.
John and I put a deal together. I'll pay half the lease. He pays the other half. You are the beneficiary. If you don't want the 2 years of free lease-free payments on the cruise, you get a check for $2,000. That's for the winner of the drawing, and all you have to do to be in the drawing is take a test drive on any Chevy that you want to test drive. Kitty Harrison will be on the 15th. Now, that is, you cannot do that on the 15th. That opportunity ends, close of business on Friday the 14th. And by the way, you don't have to be present when we draw to win that, because we may draw it Saturday, but it has nothing to do with Saturday's event. You do not have to be present to win. Then we're going to have some other things Saturday, the 15th, the giveaway. I will be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can eat. You're going to have a great time. Some stuff we haven't even come up with yet. We're still thinking of things to do, and hopefully Monday, I'll have something for you that will, I think, guarantee we're going to have an even bigger crowd. So, August 15th, big barbecue. I'll be your host. I'll meet everybody that comes out. I hope we have a tremendous turnout, 11 to 2. You got stuff that you'll be on that date able to win, and I'll have more about that later, and no test drive necessary on Saturday for anything that we're going to do on Saturday. We're still putting this thing together, but I want it to be big and special. And thanks to the folks at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet for putting this together. This will be the first time I've done something like this in a long, long time. It's been years since I did anything. So please, please come out. And I have nightmares about things like this. Like I'm standing in the parking lot by myself and there's like 100 hamburgers waiting and nobody's, you know, it's just I do. It's the same thing as the stage fright thing. I don't know what that's about, but I got a great email from, I got to read this from.
Oh, Spin Blend is the.
That's it, Spin Blend. I'm not going to mention this lady's name, but she says, I'm aiming the PM and I will be there August 15th just for you and your show because I still think Johnny Londoff is annoying.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Don't show that to him.
No, I already told him. I couldn't wait to tell him.
Oh.
I already told him.
I don't. I can't agree with that.
Well, I certainly can't either. I wrote her back and I said, I said, you have no idea how many people think I'm annoying.
You must.
Still listen anyway. So, but she's coming.
Good.
Going on the 15th. I'll put her together with Johnny, and we'll fix this annoying thing, I think. We are losing our receptionist, Beth. Tomorrow will be her last day. She goes back to school. This is far and away. We've had Alex. I really like that. We've had out of the 15 receptionists we've had, at least 15 since I've been here, there are a couple that really stood out, and actually stood out. It's a couple of them.
Wow.
But and then there's Beth, who is just a breath of fresh air. I mean, what a funny, fun, vibrant, just
cute.
She's the best. So we got some flowers from Walter Knoll. Walter Knoll Florida. And Chuck at Walter Knoll said, you know, what do you want? And I said, I want something that's like her. Vibrant, colorful, fun. Did you see that arrangement?
Yes.
That
tremendous.
Was one of the most impressive.
I walked in and I just thought they nailed it. They nailed it in a gorgeous vase.
Yeah.
So thank you, Walter Knoll, and to Chuck, who put that together for me. And you know, they've done things before where I thought, man, I don't know how they knew exactly what. And you could say it's a sad thing, it's a happy thing, it's a relative, it's a friend, it's a lover, blah, blah, blah. They know. They just know. So, Walter Knoll, great job. Thank you. Paul Harris this morning, what a treat to listen to Paul Harris. And he's filling in for McGraw, who's over in Europe looking for big, muscular men. And Paul told a story this morning. If you listen to Paul Harris enough, that's McGraw. Don't answer.
Oh, yeah, no,
don't answer that. And he told a story about Janice Ian. What a great story.
I heard that story.
Wasn't that unbelievable?
Yes.
And Peon, I don't think, knows who Janice Ian is.
I know she had a hit.
Called that 17.
Yes.
At 17. And
talking about Bill Cosby?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was an odd woman, but she was a big deal for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So she's on the Smothers Brothers show. This is a great story. I'm so glad Paul told the story. And in the green room or whatever where they hang out and wait, she was 16 at the time, so she traveled with a chaperone. And I'm sure it was a very stressful string of events. She had to go to this show and that show and this concert. And, you know, when you have a hit record, they wear you out. And she was there with her head in the lap of her chaperone just napping or something. Bill Cosby, Mr. Morality, Mr. I'm going to tell everybody else how to live right and what's right and what's wrong, walks by, sees it, and spreads the word in the industry. You don't want to have Janice Ian as a guest on your show because she's probably a lesbian because he saw her with her head in somebody's lap. And honestly, Paul said she could not get an appearance after that. Cosby killed her career until Johnny Carson ignored it and had her on.
Yeah.
And she said, I will always be grateful to Fred DeCordova and Johnny Carson. Bill Cosby, how about that?
What a scum. Even more reason.
Yeah. Great story. Paul's in all the rest of this week, I guess. He's doing Friday and mine? I don't know.
Next week
he'll be.
He's not doing, he's doing our show tomorrow.
August 6th, the big debate, 10 Republican candidates. I can't stand debates. I don't watch them. I will watch this one. Because
they always used to have debates this far out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't ever remember this far out having a debate.
It's
ridiculous.
Seems just,
it's ridiculous. but I'm going to be watching because the star of the show will be Donald Trump.
Yep.
Pretty entertaining, but way, way too early. Look, the smart thing for me to do would be to not even mention the anniversary date of the Michael Brown thing is coming up. If I were smart, I'd just ignore it. But I can't do that. I can't do it. And I'll tell you why. I'm already sick and tired, and I wish we wouldn't play them. We play them in our news, and I don't know why we do it. This interview where this woman says, well, you know, I don't really think there'll be any violence on the anniversary. By saying that, you plant the seed, the idea for violence. But then she says, I think it'll just be a day when we honor him and honor his legacy. What?
His legacy.
Honor the legacy of what? Michael Brown? A thug? Robber? Robbed a store? Who strong-armed, robbed a store, and then charged at an officer? That we're honoring that legacy? You got to be kidding me.
The world is upside down right now.
Holy
it's cow. Crazy, topsy-turvy.
Stop nuts. Talking about, well, I don't think there'll be violence. Shut that stuff up.
They glorify thugs, and it doesn't matter what race, but now everybody's screaming at the police, and everybody's screaming, I'm the victim. It's like, no, you're not.
The only good that came out of all this is that they really are taking a closer look at the handful of bad cops. They're not now the spotlight, the microscope is on, and they're catching them. They're getting them. They're weeding them out.
That guy, you know, cop in Cincinnati.
Oh, my goodness. They shot that guy in the head from no front plate. That's the kind of guy that has to go.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got to go. Prison, go. And that is what has come from it. But for goodness sakes.
I saw a video today. It was released, I don't know, within the last week, and it was a video of these two British police officers approaching a guy who had a 12-inch knife. And he went at them, swiped at them a couple times. Never once, I don't even know if they had their guns drawn at the guy, but they were able to assess the situation and take him down without, you know, some of these stories you hear, it's just so quick to pull that gun and use deadly force in this situation.
I think because of everything that's happened, we've calmed that down a little bit, and we've caused police officers to think about what's really necessary here. But we've also demonized these cops to the point it makes me sick, like, you know, all these cops are bad. They're not. It's like anything else. You know, you got airline pilots, you got three or four of them that shouldn't even be flying. They're drunks, or we got doctors who are alcoholics and drug addicts, but not all of them. And most cops, I still say, thank a cop. Every day you see a cop, thank him or her. Thank him. Because they're more than likely, about a 98% chance, they're not one of these guys like the Cincinnati guy. They just shoot somebody in the head. My goodness, for not having a front plate and maybe talking back, or you can't do that. Even if the person's disrespectful, okay, they're disrespectful. You can give him a ticket or whatever, but, yeah, he's going to get what he deserves. The fitness instructor, an article Peon gave me about this guy, Danny Davidson, he's 32, and he has revealed that to help build muscle, he drinks breast milk that he buys off the Internet from women all over the world. Several times a week he drinks breast milk. His wife, he's 32, she's 31, she says she's happy. And she doesn't care that he's spending all this money because it's making him stronger. And these are women he doesn't know, and he's drinking their breast milk. He says, I noticed a difference since I started drinking breast milk. I feel stronger, and I feel bigger. And he's gone from a medium T-shirt to a double XL. He attributes a lot of that to breast milk. He said he met some big guys in the gym, and they told him they drank breast milk to build muscle. So he said, I was skeptical, but now I know it works. He supplements it with steak, raw eggs, and chicken, and then he washes that down with a good old glass of breast milk.
I didn't think raw eggs was good for you.
No, I think you can eat raw eggs. No big deal.
Now, there are some issues with salmonella, I know, but
he says, instead of trying to mask the flavor, like putting it in a protein shake, he just knocks it down like a shot. He says, breast milk is kind of bitter. It's an acquired taste. Now, the only thing that I would say is that I think it'd be safer to get it fresh. I mean, right from the source. The contamination can occur when you collect it and then ship it. I say forget Absolutely. This drinking milk from women all over the world. Find locally some good breast milk.
We're trying to build muscle on this show.
I am trying to build some muscle, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I was wondering. Almost you hear the freshest maple syrup is when they hammer that tap into the maple tree.
Right out of the tree.
Right out of the tapper.
Yeah. And Dan's right. We've off the air. I'll just let you in on. We've been discussing how can we build muscle.
Yeah.
And then along comes this article. So I'm willing to try fresh. I want fresh breast milk.
And fresh is best.
I'm doing it for my health. Now, you have an advantage, Peon. Your wife is breastfeeding.
Yes. So she's not breastfeeding, but she is breastfeeding our child.
But she is.
That almost sounds like she is feeding off a breast.
Well, if she was a fitness instructor, she might be.
What?
But you have an opportunity to build muscle because she could provide you with this. Archie, when he's full, you say, son, step aside.
What does he need muscles for yet?
Why don't you try some and fill us in? Or have you?
Of course he has. Every guy. Look, you know what? Here's the truth. Every guy who's my wife has had kids has tasted breast milk. Let's not pretend that you haven't. And by the way, Peon, I've noticed, and I think Dan has too, you're building some muscle.
Yeah.
We know you're sampling it. I see it. Your chest looks a little bigger.
Bulked up a little bit.
Bulking up. So way to go, Angela. Thank you for helping.
McGraw's going to really like you when he gets back.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
No, don't ask McGraw. Don't answer. That's the stuttering ring. Don't answer that. Now, this is a joke that goes right along with what we've been talking about. This is the story of a woman who goes to her OBGYN for a checkup. She's 8.5 months pregnant. And, they check her out and run some tests, and the doctor says, well, he says, everything looks good. You are really, really close. You can have this baby at any time. I know you're concerned about how big you are, but that's very, very normal. It looks like you're going to have a nice, healthy, big baby. Any other questions or concerns? And she hesitates. And she says, well, my husband is curious about how long into the pregnancy can I, he says, let me stop you right there. I get this all the time. How far can you have sex into the pregnancy? And at what point do you have to stop? You know what? You can have sex right up until the water breaks and that baby's born. She says, no, no, no. He wanted to know, how long can I keep cutting the grass?
Meep, meep. Let's get a check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Couple of major problems out there on northbound 170 between Ladue and Del Mar. You have just the left lane open, and that's due to a vehicle fire, and traffic is backed all the way up to Highway 40. Southbound 170 is jammed from Olive down through that area and then from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. We also have a vehicle fire on westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. It's blocking the right lane. Now, traffic is not that bad going through that area right now, but eastbound 70 jams from approaching or just a little bit east of the Blanchette Bridge, and that goes all the way in through Highway 170, and that's baseball traffic, and then mixed with that, an earlier accident that's been cleared at Lucas and Hunt. We also have southbound 270 jamming up from Dorset down through Highway 40. Once you get behind beyond 40, things look pretty good as you make your way down towards Highway 44. Eastbound 44, that's stacking up west of 141 to the Merrimack River Bridge. Baseball traffic on eastbound 40. Stop and go from 141 through Mason, and then it's solid from Highway 270 in through Big Bend. Just a little heavy now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by PSCMetals.com. Get the free PSC Metals VIP card by August 13th and get entered to win $250 gas card. PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's coming soon. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All day, Thursday, August 20th on KTRS. Listen for details.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack. 636-225-2553.
Hey, Cardinal fans. A busy weekend at Busch Stadium is coming up. Friday, July 31st, Saturday, August 1st, and Sunday, August 2nd. The Colorado Rockies will be in town, and it all starts with the Lou Brock bobblehead on Friday, July 31st. Saturday, it's the Build-A-Bear Workshop Day. August 1st is also Photo Day. Sunday, August 2nd, it's the Kids Replica Alternate Jersey, presented by Powerade and Shop and Save. The Cards and Rockies coming up. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
105 for Lou Brock!
He was one of the greatest base stealers in the history of the game. He amassed over 3,000 hits.
3,000 for Lou Brock!
Voted to Major League Baseball's All-Century Team. Fans, Friday, July 31st, it's the Lou Brock Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lindenwood University. July 31st, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home their very own Lou Brock bobblehead. July 31st, the Cards, the Rockies, and a Lou Brock bobblehead. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Stairco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Stairco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Stairco can add to the character of your home, go to stairco.net. stairco.net. Stairco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
If you snooze, you lose. In today's fast-paced world, if you're too tired to focus and stay sharp, you fall behind. That's why people everywhere are scrambling to get their hands on Prilogen, the new breakthrough that gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win in life. To satisfy demand, free trials are now being given away to anyone who calls the following toll-free number in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-7132. Prilogen is powered by clinically proven ingredients to enhance your ability to focus, improve your concentration, boost your physical energy, improve your mood, and even help you stay alert when you didn't get enough sleep. And Prilogen is healthy, natural, and made in the USA. In today's fast-paced world, if you snooze, you lose. Prilogen gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win. And right now, they're giving away free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry. Call now for details. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132. 1-800-400-7132.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenelle lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car, but maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
Get some perfection in your world with compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, and diesel utility vehicles from Kubota. Find your local Kubota dealer at stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
Boom, boom, boom.
When you gonna let me get boom. Sober?
If you like Steve Martin, there's a tribute of sorts to him on the Turner Classic Movies, TCM, tonight. I believe 7 o'clock our time. Life Achievement Award. Tribute to Steve Martin. They're going to run four of his movies in a row, I think. Father, the Bride, Pennies from Heaven, Parenthood, and All of Me, if you like Steve Martin. Let me go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans, made possible by the place where I'm going to have dinner tonight. Can't wait. Any guns? Any guns in the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other in the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Don't forget, gift cards always a good idea. From Southern California, Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Give it in, business.
Going on, Homer?
See, where did you say you're going tonight?
Any guns for dinner.
Are you going to Any Guns for dinner?
With another couple that we haven't seen for a while.
Who is it? Do I know them?
You don't know them, but they live in right down the road from you. They live in Palm Springs. He's
really?
A doctor from St. Louis who moved to California, and he's back here visiting, and I thought, hey, we hardly get together. Let's get together. So
yeah. I've never met him, but I've talked to him on the phone.
Dr. Greenberg.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Tell him hello for me.
His new wife, I will.
Now, don't forget.
What?
To say hi to him for me.
I don't forget it.
He has twin daughters.
They're not twins.
Oh, but he has two daughters.
Right, right.
Pockwiz question. NFL camps opened this week. Over the past 10 years, which NFL team has had the most players arrested? Minnesota Vikings, St. Louis Rams, Oakland Raiders, Denver Broncos. Answer in a minute. My legal beagles tell me the NFL and Players Association both agreed in the bargaining agreement that the commissioner of NFL has final say in disciplinary action. Because of that, my legal beagles say the federal courts will most likely turn down Tom Brady's request for an injunction, and the four-game suspension will stand. What say you, Frank O'Pinion?
I say it'll stand.
I think you're right. How about you, Dan?
I think it'll stand also.
Eon, peon.
Yes, same here.
I did. What is the deal with that Gisele Bündchen wearing head-to-toe Muslim burqa everywhere she goes?
Got me.
Oh, I thought I saw the when she was trying to hide from going to a plastic surgeon or something.
Yeah, she's been wearing that for the last week or so in France. People are fed up with her in France. I would think the Muslims would be a little upset too.
I don't know her much, but does she need plastic surgery? I mean, isn't she hot?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Highest paid model in the world.
Yeah. Ladies, stop screwing your face up with plastic surgery.
Look what happened to my face when I tried to make it perfect.
I know. Sad.
Yeah.
You were so handsome.
I know. Well, I still am. But love nuggets, Danny DeVito and wife Rhea Perlman, very much back together, canoodling at my favorite New York City seafood restaurant, the Blue Water Grill. It's in the W Hotel in Times Square. If you ever get out of the city, it has the best seafood. Try the shark. You'll like it. Okay. It's not as good as any guns.
I doubt that we'll be there anytime soon, but okay.
Miley Cyrus' girlfriend, Stella Maxwell, just got a promotion. Now the top Victoria's Secret model.
Mm.
No love lost here. Caitlyn Jenner and Kris Jenner have had their first face-to-face since the divorce. Word is, it didn't go well. By the way, Caitlyn Jenner's reality show beat Keeping Up with the Kardashians in the ratings last week.
I'm not going to be watching either one of them.
Speaking of ratings, as far as debuts, mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest's Knock Knock Live
mm-hmm.
was the lowest rated show in Fox television history.
Well, oh, my God.
It should have been. And I told Peon, I said, if you ever saw The Marriage Ref, that horrible thing that Seinfeld came up with Tom Papa or whatever.
Oh,
that
was terrible.
The Knock Knock Live makes that show actually look good. That's how bad it is.
By the way, I'm going to talk about next week. You watched True Detectives, the first season.
I watched this one, too. I just watched it last night.
The ratings have gone right into the toilet. People don't understand it.
I don't understand it. We watch it, and I like the action. I don't understand the story.
Yeah, nobody understands the story.
It's just convoluted. You can't follow it.
I agree.
I'm done after the season.
Several Secret Service agents ripping Hillary Clinton. In her new book, they say that Bill and Hillary's marriage is a sham. They hate each other. Hillary is, they say, the meanest woman they've ever met and a pathological liar. And one agent says, quote, it is definitely a punishment to be assigned to Hillary Clinton's detail.
Now, that's not a new book. That's a year ago I read
that. No, this is an updated, this is another book by some more Secret Service agents.
Okay.
Yeah, and I saw, too, they mentioned Bill's Energizer, too.
I'm going to talk about that, too. Yeah. He's been with this woman for 2 years now. New York Post headline, you know you love him. Above Tom Brady's picture, headline screams, Tom Brady gives new meaning to quarterback sneak.
No, that's good. That's a good one.
I like that one. July 30th, 1998, Monica Lewinsky turns over the blue dress with Bill. I did not have sexual relations with
that.
That
is not my stain.
Clinton's DNA all over it.
That is not my stain.
Exactly. That's my DNA, I'm telling you. She's not mad herself. A BLT.
That's spin blend.
Yep. Can't believe it.
A BLT.
July 30th, 1976, Teamster, Boss, and mobster Jimmy Hoffa walked out of his hotel room in Detroit, Michigan, was never seen again. Just disappeared.
You're watching The Making of the Mob on AMC.
Oh, I've watched every episode.
Absolutely tremendous. And a great history lesson about the mob in New York.
How about the Havana meeting with all the families coming to Havana, and they actually have footage of Frank Sinatra landing in Havana to entertain them?
Now, this is the one of the best mob things, all based on fact, too.
Oh, yeah.
And the reenactments are really well
done. And the actors are all good.
Yeah, AMC is going to kick everybody's butt if they're not careful.
I look forward to it on Mondays. It is fabulous. Anyway.
No.
Maybe I said it by accident. Did you ever think of that? No. And finally.
No.
NFL camps open this week. Over the past 10 years, which NFL team has had the most players arrested? Minnesota Vikings, St. Louis Rams, the Oakland Raiders, the Denver Broncos.
Oh, man, I'll say Raiders.
I'm going to say Denver.
Rams.
Answers Minnesota Vikings. Mike Evans, see ya.
Nobody got it.
I don't care anything about the Rams this year because I think they're going to be gone after next year or something.
I'm not losing any sleep over
it. No.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market.
Yeah, what happened to
something? Who are you doing?
I'm looking. I threw something away and I mean to throw away a note. And I'm
go ahead. You can get
it. I don't need
everybody
it.
Everybody away.
I don't need it. I remember what it is.
Just bend down and get it.
Annie Gunn's. No. And I know. You know what? You know why I'm not going to bend down? Because I know what you're going to do.
No.
Yeah. We don't. I've been doing. Oh, go ahead and just do it. Get out of your system. No. Okay. There. Juvenile delinquents. And I'm right there with you. Ballast Dental Care. I got an email from somebody, and it was sad, but it wasn't sad because it's a happy ending, and the happy ending was that this person who'd been so embarrassed for so long about his teeth finally went to Ballast Dental Care. And the guy who called earlier said, I'm sick of my dentist. All of the rest of you who really have no reason to have any allegiance to your dentist, there's nothing special about the place you dread when you go. How about this? You make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care. And here's my prediction. You'll have a new dentist. You will become a regular patient at Ballast Dental Care. That's what happened to me 42 years ago. I went when they were in a little house that was zoned commercial on Ballast Road, just down the street from where they are now. And one visit, I thought, I cannot imagine going anywhere else to go to the dentist. And 42 years later, I still feel the same way. Look, there are hundreds of dental offices that have the same swirling sink and cup and water and that suction thing they hang in your lip and all that. They all have that. They don't have the people at Ballast Dental Care. That's what they don't have. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wild.
And they're still working with this vehicle fire on northbound 170 between Ladue and Del Mar. Only the left lane is getting through parking lot all the way back to Highway 40. Southbound drivers taking a look here, slowing approaching Olive down through where the vehicle fire is. Eastbound 40, that's jamming up from 270 in through 170. A little bit heavy around Big Bend, but it opens up after that for ballgame traffic. Eastbound 70, you're jamming up now from the Earth City Expressway through Highway 170. They've cleared that vehicle fire on westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. Eastbound 270, that's stop and go from 370 around the bend through New Florissant. And eastbound 44, you're still heavy now from 141 to the Merrimack River Bridge. And southbound 270, a couple stop and go, or slow pockets, we'll call it now, from Page down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by PSCMetals.com. Get the free PSC Metals VIP card by August 13th and get entered to win a $250 gas card. PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
With the new Wyndham Rewards, 15,000 points earned you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
If you're losing your hair or notice that it's getting thinner, listen closely. You can do something about it without messy lotions or drugs. Now you can get clinically proven hair growth results at home with the Hair Max Laser. Hair Max delivers nourishing laser light energy to stimulate hair growth right at the roots. It's FDA cleared, recommended by doctors, and best of all, it has an amazing 93% success rate in clinical studies in both men and women, so you can be sure it works. Use it just 3 times a week and experience new hair growth, increased density, and healthier, fuller, more attractive hair in just weeks with a 5-month money-back guarantee. Now, for a limited time, save 15% on your Hair Max order at hairmax.com. Type in code radio at checkout or call 1-800-9-REGROW. That's hairmax.com, code radio, or 1-800-9-REGROW. Experience real hair growth and save 15% with Hair Max.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Street. at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Thanks to Paul Warner for coming in today. Thanks to Walter Noel for a fantastic arrangement for Beth, our receptionist. And thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Thousands of Illinois seniors may find their refrigerators and cupboards bare next week. Why an impasse in Springfield may cause them to lose their meals.
A former Mizzou star in trouble with the law. The speeds officers clocked Sheldon Richardson doing and what happened when they tried to stop him.
Seasonal contraction and expansion can trigger main brakes.
And a lot of them. Other factors that may be behind them and the cleanup following last night's big break at BJC.
Very comfortable humidity levels across the St. Louis area as we head into the evening. How long will this break last? I'll have the forecast through the weekend.
And first on Fox, some 300 Illinois seniors in our area will get their last home-delivered meal tomorrow.